This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Phil Pelletti is the Executive Director of the Caddy and Leadership Academy. We met at the PGA Merchandise Show last week. It's a pleasure to welcome Phil to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Phil.
John, nice to be with you today.
I just found what you're doing to be so interesting and really so different in the world of golf. So tell me how the idea for the Academy started.
Well, John, it's interesting. I wish I could take credit for the idea, but I actually stole it. I was watching the Golf Channel years ago, and Matt Ginella did a story on a similar academy that a fellow by the name of George Solich started out in Denver, Colorado. And I was so intrigued with what he did and saw that it had, you know, just a great opportunity to be duplicated in other markets. And just by virtue of my work, I travel to Denver quite often, so I made a point to go see the guys at the Colorado Golf Association because that particular academy is hosted at Common Ground, which is owned by the Colorado Golf Association. So I went out and sat down with them. A year or so later, I just really felt like this was an excellent idea. I had the opportunity to meet George at the BMW Championship in the Chicago area and told him what I was thinking, and he just immediately said, if you want to put it together, I'll be your first contributor. And one thing led to another, and that's how we got it started, and we pretty much model, you know, what we do after what George and the group from the Colorado Golf Association do out of Common Ground.
So what is so unique and what is so different about what you are doing? You're talking about doing this at municipal golf courses, aren't you?
Correct, yeah. You know, caddying is kind of a lost art. And, you know, I look at youth today, and for a, you know, kid that's doesn't grow up in the greatest environment, maybe not have, you know, everything going for them, to jump from their environment to a private country club experience is a big leap culturally. And this program provides them sort of a stepping stone. And what's unique about it is it typically, caddying at a private country club comes with a pretty hefty price tag for the member. In our situation, our foundation actually pays the caddy fee. So we raise money from the PGA of America, the Western Golf Association, my state Golf Association Foundation has been a big supporter. George Solich has been a big supporter. And we actually, so if you were to come to this municipal golf course and play golf, you could take a caddy for free. And so it provides the municipal golfer an opportunity to have a private golfer experience, and then it offers the opportunity for a 14 and 15-year-old kid to spend time with an adult, you know, 4 or 5 hours out on the golf course one-on-one, and spend time with the adult that's not their parent and it's not their teacher, and they're not allowed to look at their cell phone for 4 or 5 hours, which is, in today's day and time, that's kind of a unique experience.
The kids who get involved, more often than not, have some sort of golf knowledge or some sort of golf experience or not?
It's about 50-50, okay. Actually. We go to the local middle schools and high schools and recruit 14, 15-year-old kids. Prior golf knowledge is not required. We train them. We spend 2 or 3 weeks prior to the start of the season. My board of directors comes out, and we have training sessions indoor, outdoor. We provide links to the Western Golf Association caddy website, and we require them to take a test. And, you know, we give them lots of on-course training. So it's, you know, it helps if you know a little bit about the game, but it's not mandatory. We're looking for kids who show, you know, real academic promise and show, just a willingness, a good, solid work ethic, and then financial need. And then that's how we choose them to be in the program.
We're talking with Phil Poletti here on the Augusta Golf Show. Phil, what do the kids tell you that they get out of this experience?
Well, I see it firsthand, John. I mean, it's so interesting. We start out with, 20 14-year-old boys and girls at the beginning of the summer, and we end up, with 20 14-year-old young men and women by the end of the summer. And I think what they get out of it more than anything is that they learn incredible life lessons, like all adults aren't created equal. And they see that, there are times they see life. They see that life's not fair. There are times when, I've had kids go out there and on hot summer days and, walk around a hilly golf course for 18 holes and then maybe not get a tip. And, then I see other kids who, walk 18 holes, carry that bag, and the guy will buy him a new pair of golf shoes. He feels like they need some new shoes. It's just an incredible experience. And I want to make sure we're real clear about this. We don't actually pay the kids on a per loop basis, John. The way we've set this up in Colorado, we modeled this after Colorado, is we actually provide an educational stipend for the kids. So, and then we make, in order to qualify for that educational stipend, there are certain requirements that they have to meet every 2 weeks. And that is they have to be available to caddy 3 to 4 days a week. They have to complete a work log and write an essay about the person that they caddied for each particular time. They have to attend mandatory weekly leadership training classes, which are very interactive and take a couple hours every week. They have to do community service. And then once they complete all those requirements, then we issue them this educational stipend for doing that. Of course, the players, most often will give them a small tip as well, but it's not mandatory by any means. It's not necessarily encouraged. They just do it because that's the right thing to do.
Well, the name of the academy is Caddy and Leadership Academy, so there's that,
right,
that leadership component to it. Tell me about the girls. Tell me how engaged to the. You just kind of naturally assume this is boy centric, but tell me about engaging the girls.
That's really the fun part. We've had really the last 2 years, our two top performers were young ladies who never knew anything about golf when they started. And they absolutely love it. And, girls that live 2 or 3 miles, there was one young lady last summer that lives 2 or 3 miles away from the golf course, and she was always the first one there. She'd get up in the morning. She would ride her bike to the course. They really got engaged. And they're some of the best caddies, and obviously, when you have a young lady out there, it brings the best out in the golfer as well, which is not always a bad thing either.
So today, somebody listening right now, maybe a decision maker at some sort of public facility, what do they do? How do they start this process? How do they begin to look into this, Phil?
Well, we're in the early stages of having some discussions with the World Golf Foundation. We've actually, over the last year, had several meetings and discussions about the possibility of maybe nationalizing this program. And I think there's a lot of there's been some momentum created as a result of that. And we're trying to figure out a way. Once we get the green light, and obviously we would need some sort of funding to help underwrite this, because you would have to do this, you'd have to hire a full-time person to develop it. But if we're able to get that in place, we're looking at, my vision of the thing is maybe have 25 to 30 of these types of academies around the country, that run during the summer months, and then have each municipality areas kind of support their own through private funding, and then we could give naming rights to each one of the individual academies. So Sure would like to, like to see that vision come to fruition, but we've got a couple of things we need to put into place before we can start executing that.
All right, that's fair. Then that just means we have to have you back on the program when things progress.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'd love to.
He is Phil Poletti again. It's the Caddy and Leadership Academy. I just got all excited when I heard about this at the show. Congratulations on what's happened so far, Phil, and we'll have you back and let's keep it going. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Thanks, John. Let me just add that we do have a website that talks about our program here in Wisconsin, and hopefully we'll use that website as the platform if we were able to launch a nationalized program. But it's really simple. It's just www.caddyacademy.org, and it's CADDIE, caddyacademy.org, and pretty much tells the whole story and what we do. And then plus it has some highlights from the last couple of years. So. Really appreciate your interest in this, John.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.